fighting sexual harassment and gender violence on campus. B. Gardner, socialist students given the appalling rates of sexual harassment and violence on university, college, and school campuses. It is no surprise that young women and students have been at the forefront of recent protests and vigils called in response to the murder of Sarah Everett. A staggering 97% of young women in the UK have experienced sexual harassment. Many of these incidents will happen in education and learning settings. A National Education Union survey found that 37% of girls at mixed-sex secondary schools have been sexually harassed at school. On university and college campuses, the figure is as high as 70%, with most incidents taking place on campus or in halls of residence. Instead of facing up to the scale of the problem, education managers and university bosses, like the Metropolitan Police, have tried to conceal the extent of sexual misconduct, including silencing those who speak out. Over a third of universities have imposed gagging orders, non-disclosure clauses designed to protect capitalist trade secrets, as part of the complaints process. Coventry University management recently threatened disciplinary action against staff whistleblowers for speaking to the press about the sexual misconduct of a senior academic staff member. A recent report, Unsafe Spaces, found most universities do not even collect reliable information about reported incidents of sexual assault. Neither have they recruited trained specialists to support those affected, despite university management's own estimation that 15% of female undergraduates, 50,000 students, experience sexual abuse each year. In reality, this figure is far higher, given research from Brook, the Youth Advisory Service, indicates as few as 1 in 10 students report incidences to their university or the police. We urgently need a trade union and student-led inquiry into the true extent of sexual harassment and violence on campuses, as well as in schools and colleges. The continued reluctance of the government or university bosses to conduct a wide-scale study is part of their attempt to conceal the issue and avoid taking responsibility. There is a growing mood among young people and students that we should not have to endure or tolerate sexist and misogynistic behaviors on our campuses. This mood has already resulted in a significant increase in official complaints of sexual misconduct. In 2019, formal student complaints to universities of severe sexual assault had risen by 82% in just 1 year. Outrageously though, just 2% of students who make formal complaints are satisfied with the reporting process. As long as these procedures are in management's hands, it is clear that reputation and cost saving will be prioritized over staff and student welfare. The Unsafe Spaces report found university management chose not to take action in cases of staff-perpetrated sexual abuse due to the financial concerns of losing prestigious academics who bring income to the institution. Instead of management-led working groups, which only give lip service to tackling sexual harassment, we need democratically organized working groups led by students, staff, and specialist support services. Under joint trade union and student oversight, sexual harassment reporting procedures could be transformed. The same committees could play a vital role in scrutinizing implementation and ensuring policies are properly enforced in practice. Trade unions must be at the forefront of organizing and campaigning for these demands, with training available to all union reps and staff. Measures. Some of the practical measures we could implement to improve safety include accessible and trusted campus wardens, chaperoned night transport, zero tolerance policies in university facilities, adopting a community bystander training program, giving anyone witnessing abusive or discriminatory behaviors the confidence to intervene or offer help. Meanwhile, a considerable investment is needed to end the current crisis in student support, which is a devastating consequence of universities' market model. Even during the current pandemic, with the enormous mental health crisis amongst students, universities have been cutting student support to reduce costs. We must oppose all cuts, austerity and privatization, which is a political choice, not a necessity. Personal tutors, often the first people students turn to, are overworked and often have no specialist training. At the same time, specialist support services in the community have also been decimated by capitalist austerity. The result is students competing to access oversubscribed resources that are chronically underfunded, with substantial waiting lists. While waiting for help, students are financially reliant on maintenance loan payments, so they stay enrolled and fall behind, or potentially fail years of study, becoming even more in debt. Education should be free, with students in receipt of living grants. Students should also be entitled to universal credit if they have had to suspend their studies. The National Union of Students, NUS, prevention strategy includes resources to educate students on consent, often in conjunction with university management. Education and training are important. Prejudices, gender stereotyping, and sexist behavior should be challenged when we see them. However, it has now been over a decade since the first NUS report into sexual violence on UK university campuses, and if anything, the problem is getting worse. The danger of the raising awareness approach is it reduces the issue to an individual problem or behavior. In reality, any individual's attitudes are shaped by the economic and social system we live in, capitalism. Systemic problems require systemic solutions. We need to challenge the root cause of sexist ideas by fundamentally transforming the capitalist institutions which continue to reproduce them, including the education system. The last 10 years have shown raising awareness is not enough to challenge sexual harassment on campus. We need decisive, united action organized around a program that includes demands against marketization, fees, and austerity. Recognizing that university management cannot be trusted, and organizing collectively to fight for the resources needed, plays a part in achieving these demands. A united campaign of staff and students can fight to transform our campuses in our interests, delivering well-funded support services, non-exploitative housing and democratic complaints procedures as a result. Such a campaign would be a vital step toward overthrowing the institutions of capitalism, paving the way to destroy the root cause of oppression in society.